your boy DJ ATLLM Styles kicking it with Six Eyes and the Squad. Drop it, drop it, drop it.
It's your boy, DJ ATLLM Styles, doing it big, yo. What's up, what's up? It's also the Kicking It with my folks, AJ and the Squad. What's happening, squad? All right, all right, all right. All right, the squad, what's up? What's up? Y'all ready?
Hello?
What is going on, the squad? What's up, DJ TLM Styles? You know, flipping it, tripping it, making it happen, and no popping and rocking. What's up, guys? Y'all on? I brought y'all all in. What's up? Can y'all hear me? I guess we having some technical difficulties. So while we having some technical difficulties or whatever, I'm going to put some music on, all right? Peace.
Hello?
I don't know why you think that's gonna stop me.
To see if you guys are on. So while we playing you guys, I'm gonna go ahead and play my man.
Hello?
Revelation. Yeah, hey, what's up?
Hello?
How you doing? Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Hello, can you hear me?
Hello?
Hello, can you hear me?
I can hear you. What's going on?
Hey, what's going on? Good evening.
All right, good evening, good evening, good evening. How's it going?
How's everybody doing this evening?
Good.
Seems like we're having a little technical difficulties or something tonight.
Seems like it, huh?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Can y'all hear me?
ATL, what the hell are you doing?
Can y'all hear me?
We hear you.
Turn your phone up, man.
Welcome to the
Get
6 Hours
phone.
Radio Network.
Turn your phone up,
424-243-9617. Call us. Come talk. Come talk to us.
Feel free.
What's that number again?
424-243-9617. Mm-hmm. Phone lines are now open.
9617.
Okay.
First
please.
One, come talk.
Yes, please come share your things and thoughts with us.
Yeah.
Okay, y'all hear
check
me?
It out, man. Newest album that dropped, man. Kendrick Lamar, check that album out. It's crazy, bro. Crazy. Now, when I tell you this album is from top to bottom, man, top to bottom, I don't know where the hell ATL is, so I'm taking over the show tonight. So anyway, man, we're going to have a great show.
Phone lines are open.
You said the number is 424-243-9.
9617.
Can y'all hear me? DJ ATL, I'm here the whole time. Can y'all hear me? Hello?
Okay.
Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, so man,
DJ ATL, can y'all hear me? 1, 2, 3, can y'all hear me?
It's a lot of stuff that's going on in the world, man. We want to say definitely it's been a shooting at a New York grocery store. So we want to send our condolences to the families that lost their loved ones. And we here at the Six Eyes Radio Network, man, we are a judge-free station. We do not judge. We want everybody to have love, peace, and harmony.
Absolutely.
And we just got to pray for the world, man. Man, we got to pray for mankind.
Absolutely.
Because the ills of the world is crazy, you know. So we definitely got to do that, man. Because there's no other way. Without prayer, without God, it's not possible. So we have to keep that in mind, man. So I don't know what possessed this guy to go in the store and just kill 10 people. This is why it's so important. We here at the Six Eyes Radio Network, we promote that you get your mental checked out. This is National Mental Awareness Month.
Please,
if you're having any kind of issues, get with a therapist. Talk to them. It's okay not to be okay.
That's right.
But you have to talk. You have to talk to somebody. You know, I'm in therapy right now, and it's working. Because, you know, losing your entire family, it's very rough. And I'm just so glad that my sister decided to have 5 beautiful children. You know, so, man, it's you know, it's rough. But, you know, like every day I pray.
I got my nieces and nephews.
And I got good friends, you know, that's around me. You know, so that's what pushes me through each day. And, hey, the phone bill is paid. I paid my phone bill this month. So there you go. A lot of great things coming up. I got my phone fixed. So I don't know how I did it, but I guess I end up turning on the Braille function, and that kind of like wipes everything out or a particular portion of the page. So when I figured I turned that off, it started working. So when I posted, that finally fixed it. So how was everybody's day?
Oh, my day was beautiful.
It was great. It was
nice. It was sunny outside today. Well, for the most part, you know, it was quiet in the neighborhood. I always appreciate that. No sirens, no helicopters, no police cars, no fire trucks. It was a good day. Good day.
Right. Excellent. And the queen celebrated her birthday.
Last night.
Are you still floating? That's what it's all about. That's all it's all about. But listen, like I told you yesterday, every day is your birthday.
That's right.
Every day God keeps us on top of this dirt, it's our birthday. I believe in birthdays, don't get me wrong. But these holidays, the Valentine's Day, the this, the that, that's every day that you're alive. So every day is your birthday, every day is Valentine's. You don't got to just wait one time out the year to show that you care about somebody, your friend, your loved one, whoever. Every day is Valentine's Day.
That's right.
You know,
every day is Father's Day, Mother's Day, Veterans Day, Sweetest Day, Thanksgiving, Christmas. It's the spirit.
Every day.
You know, that's right.
Yep. So this is,
you know, you are who you are. You are what you are. That's all day, every day.
Mm-hmm. Six Eyes Radio Network. Make sure you check out the show. We're on 7 days a week: Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Fridays are going to be epic. Epic. So check it out. Make sure you like the Six Eyes Radio Facebook page. Make sure you like AJ Squad page. Check that out.
Absolutely.
Have some more followers over there. I got a post. So check that out. And beautiful time. Great to see you on the network. Like I said, where the stars come.
Absolutely, all day, every day.
My grandson turned 1 today also, so we've been celebrating him all day.
Birthday. That's right, Journey did.
Yeah, Journey turned 1 today. Yay!
Happy birthday. So 1 year is old, what do you got, about 2 teeth?
He's got 4. He's got 2 on the top and 2 on the bottom.
So what do we like candy and stuff like that? Or can he
Anything that's soft. He eats anything we give him. Everything goes straight to the mouth, so we have to watch everything he does. But he's such a joy, and he's so smart.
Yeah. Well, I guess my co-host is on vacation, so maybe I guess I'll be back. I don't know what's going on. But like I said, we want to say hello to around the city and state, a faraway country. This is 6 Eyes Radio Network, and this is AJ and the squad here. I don't know where Lewis is. Perhaps he's on vacation somewhere. I don't know. But,
I believe I heard Pride and Joy come in. Good evening to you.
I think so.
Pride and Joy.
Hello to everyone out there. It's Pride and Joy. It's Eyes Radio Network.
That's right.
We can hear you.
Wow.
What's going on?
Ain't nothing too much going on. Just out here just chilling. You know, just looking for some conversation. Sometimes you just need some conversation. You know, not with the same people. Sometimes you just want to talk to somebody else. You get tired of talking to the same people over. You know, you just want to see how everybody else is doing, how everybody else is employed going on and everything.
Right.
Out here, we're looking for conversation. So if anybody got some conversation, call us.
Yes, I got them.
424-243-9617.
Phone lines are open.
Yeah.
So come and talk to us.
Yeah.
I got some conversation for the squad. So
okay.
Before we all met up, I mean, what were you all doing, like, on a daily basis? I mean, because I'm the newest one to the group. So what were you all doing before we all met?
Go ahead, Queen.
We were probably sitting on our chat line. We would play games and talking to people. you know,
I didn't think she was going to go there. I ain't going to lie.
I'm going there.
Yeah.
But a day for me consists of just work, coming home, dealing with my child, my grandson, my daughter, and just living life, school. And of course, yes, the chat line. I am a big fan of the chat line. I cannot say I'm not. I am. So that was my life before this. So.
Okay. All right. Next queen, who's going next? Pride and Joy. Starts Linda Uncheckable. Who's going next?
I go next time,
okay.
Ms. Pride and Joy. We just like to make people happy. We like to make people day. We're there, you know, for people and for anybody that needs to talk. You know, sometimes people come in through there and their mental is not where it should be, or they're depressed, anxiety. I don't have people that come on there that be at the point where they're about to kill themselves. And, you know, you go and you talk to them. I even did that on Panama City, too. Somebody did that on another line that I was on as well. These people that come through, you know, sometimes they come in and they're good people. They want to talk, and then sometimes they come in and they be about ready to give up. So, you know, you have to be prepared each day to have a conversation that you can give them that's going to stop them from that, number one. Number two, always have that scripture in your heart where you can always give that
to
them as well.
Absolutely. Huh? Absolutely, because we never know, you know, what a person is going through. You know, so like I said, this is why we check on each other's mental. You know,
absolutely.
You know, I know it's doing all right. You know, and it's a beautiful thing, man, because it doesn't matter if we wake up and, you know, we're having a bad day, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why, you know, how's everybody doing? You know, and that's very important. And very important, you know, that, you know, if you're having a mental situation, that you have somebody to talk to.
Yes.
And, you know, don't be afraid to go to therapy. I mean, I don't know why, you know, we as blacks, you know, and I'm not talking about this in a bad way, but statistically, we're the lowest to go seek help, you know, when something is bothering you. Yes.
Right.
And, hey, if something is bothering you, you know, that's why they're there. I'm sorry?
Oh, can y'all hear me? Can y'all hear me?
So they can look at. It's like you're going in and out. Is your phone charged up? Everything good?
Yeah, everything is charged. I don't know if it's the system itself is going on, but I'm sorry, guys. I came on, and I tried to talk to you guys. I don't know if y'all could hear me. I had everything set up. I went to music because I couldn't hear no one would talk back. I saw y'all in. I added everybody in. I know it's having some technical difficulties. But what you just said is a handful of something that I do want to discuss about mental health. The problem why black communities and working communities go out and get help, why we have a problem going out of help, because we start to believe that it's a normal thing not to go get help. We feel because of the past, of the history of doctoring in our country, that we feel unsafe and uncomfortable talking about it. So when we feel that we're sick, we'll try to figure out how not to go because we feel that if we go, we're not going to end up going back to getting back home to our families and loved ones. So I think that's okay. Something that Destiny needs to be talked about on a huge scale as far as how our minds are shaped up and our reality is shaped up different than every other culture that comes into America. I believe that African-Americans, black folks here, for all the stuff that we went through in this country, we are we have a lot of issues and what we call taboo, and we feel that those taboos, we try to say, hold on, just like we have with sexual harassment, or we say pedophilia. All those things are taboo. We don't really like to discuss about because we feel that that's something that's going to put us in a situation where we'll go to a hospital and doctor when we might not make a way to go home. That's why a lot of urban young people, I mean not urban people, but a lot of our elderly and people feel they don't trust the doctoring system at all, and they just don't believe in it, and they'd rather sit and stay home and deal with the suffering of their situation in privately.
Okay.
Do y'all understand? Right,
so we're 30 minutes.
I'm going to go ahead and pass that over to you guys. I'm sorry for talking so long.
All right. So what we're going to do, getting back to Pride and Joy, we're going to come back to you, Pride and Joy, right after this commercial break. We're going to take about 3 commercial breaks, and then we'll be back, and we'll find out more about Pride and Joy. Because this is the least person I've talked to, and I'll find out about her, what her favorite food is, her favorite TV show, et cetera.
All righty then.
So we'll find that out.
All righty then. Go, PJ. Go, PJ. Go.
Right. Right. All right.
Hey, baby. I will be there shortly. Hope you are ready. Hope the food is ready. Can't wait. Love ya.
Oh, wow.
Really? Was it worth it? Now he'll never make dinner, never again. And several people won't make it home. Texting. It can wait. No texting while driving. Brought to you by Six Eyes Radio.
This is Lynn Counter. You're listening to the Six Eyes Radio Network.
We just back from that break. Definitely Six Eyes. Yes, don't text and drive. I know that's a very common thing that we're trying to do these days. Everyone from everybody is trying to text. Just make sure don't do it because you might not make it home to get supper.
All right.
All right, there you go.
Are my pride and joy. Pride and joy. How's it going?
It's going great. How's it going for you today?
It is going great. I am sitting here drinking some water.
Okay.
And, yeah.
Well, that's good.
Yes, it is. So, had a good day today. Mental's doing good. And how's your
mental? My mental is doing awesome.
Doing awesome. Now, how
it's
can
awesome.
How can I get my mental to be awesome? I mean, what can I do?
It takes a lot of meditating. It takes a lot of meditating and a lot of quietness. Everything got to be quiet. Nothing can't be moving. Nothing can't be doing nothing.
Mm-hmm.
I have my days just like everybody else, you know, sometimes.
Okay. All right. So,
see, I only have like one daughter at home right now. my oldest daughter, she's going out of town. So I just have like one daughter, so it's kind of like the youngest and it's quiet.
Okay. How many children you got?
I had three, but I have two.
Yes. Okay.
I have a 30-year-old, and I have a 17-year-old.
No way.
Yeah, no way.
No. Wow.
No, for real.
Okay. All right.
You have some kids?
No.
No? Okay.
No, but I love kids, though.
You want to have one someday? You want to have one someday?
Sure. Why not?
Oh, it's great.
Why not? I'll be a great father. As long as they don't ask me to play no sports. Now, if they ask me to play sports, we're going to have a problem.
All right.
Hopefully they are in the sports. I mean, they're not in the sports. They can watch it on TV, but they'll be expecting me to get out there and play because it'll be all bad.
Well, as far as sports go, in my house, everybody's a Pittsburgh Steelers fan. We all love Pittsburgh Steelers. Yay!
Go Cleveland. Go Cleveland. Go Ohio. Go Ohio State Buckeyes.
Yeah. And we got the best band in the land.
You better know it.
Best band in the land.
Yeah. We are known for our formation and precision on the field with the with the music.
That's
and
right.
The formation, real nice.
What a real drum line.
So you saying Nick? You saying Nick Cannon went on the real drum line? What you saying?
I don't know nothing about all that. All I'm saying is Nick Cannon probably can stick a drum for real. But I don't know if he can hang with the Ohio State drum line. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
Now we can get in touch with Wildin' Out, and we want to see that Mr. Nick Cannon want to show up on the field, see if he still got it. Can somebody make that happen? I don't know.
And what will Nick Cannon wear? That's the question. What will he wear?
Right, because Nick Cannon's kind of...
No telling.
I believe him and CeeLo Green are related some way, somehow.
Him and who? Andre
3000?
CeeLo Green. So Green.
Hey, don't forget Andre 3000, too. He was crazy stuff, too.
Yeah. I mean, they get up.
Hey, Mr. Six, is any... Mr. Six, is there any way you can turn your mic up just once?
Yeah. They get up and get drunk. They get up and get dressed in the dark. How's that better? You good?
Yeah, that'll work.
Okay.
Hey, guys, I just want to let y'all know, I know Six opened up with something and I didn't, y'all couldn't hear me, but I was trying to respond to it.
Oh, no, your thing, my brother.
The Kendrick Lamar album that just dropped. It is actually a great album. I like the whole way the album was put together. The latest single that just dropped, if everyone's seen the video, if you haven't, if you heard the video, Kendrick Lamar's face changed to Will Smith. He changes into another slang rapper who died out there off in the West Coast, Nipsey Hussle. But another person made a different video, which I thought was very unique. He took Marvin Gaye. He took Biggie Smalls. He took a whole bunch of old singers and he put them in and he put those lyrics on top of them. And when I looked at it, I was like, wow, it showed you so many different levels of that song where you can see that the same issues we're having in our debate as far as people in this country. And as far as people itself, you can tell that Marvin Gaye and all of them was actually saying those things. And it's just interesting, and I just think that album was really put well together for Kendrick Lamar, but it's a well-educated album for people to really listen to, and you can see how the things that some celebrities go through are things that people have gone through in this country to understand the flight of what's going on. So I just wanted to make sure I put that out there, and definitely thank you, 6 Eyes, for bringing that up, because that is a very good album that just got dropped out there. If anyone hadn't heard it, just go down and listen to it. Listen to the lyrics and listen to what he's talking about
he puts a lot of heart and spirit into it. He's talking about a lot of things, the issues that plagues the communities of all of the United States of America.
Well, I tell you what, Prince, you know, we're going to listen to a couple of Kendrick Lamar's songs, and then we're going to find out Pride and Joy's favorite cereal, and does she drink coffee? So we're going to find out before we get out of here.
before we jump into Kendrick Lamar, but I do want to say another album that's very great that we did skip over and came out last week, a couple weeks ago. P.J. Morton's record. I just want to make sure we put that out there. P.J. Morton, gospel, does a lot of, yeah, and he dropped a nice album with Stevie Wonder. He brought El Jabarge on there. He brought a lot of legends onto that record, and
JoJo,
I thought it was very unique.
JoJo, he sounds awesome. You're the one with JoJo? You? Oh,
JoJo.
Okay. I can't hear you.
No, probably not.
Hold on, yeah.
Oh, okay.
JoJo?
I can hear you.
Talking to me?
JoJo, you remember the young girl, JoJo? Y'all got to hear her voice, how her voice sounds tonight. Oh, my God, it's so beautiful. She got two songs with him on his album.
Okay.
If y'all listen to it.
Okay.
Hey, Mr. Six, just to let you know, you sound like you really far off into the background.
Really?
Yeah.
Ms. Clayton, okay. Are you in here? Evangelist Clayton
okay.
Says she's been
trying to talk. I thought I heard Evangelist Clayton in the background, right?
Yeah, we heard her one time. She says she thinks she might be on mute because she's trying to talk, but we can't. Nobody's trying. I thought I heard her a couple times also.
She might have to, like, hang up and try to call back and, you know, do it all over again, press the 1 and come on in and try it again.
There is something going on with the software tonight.
If you can hear that,
so
Clayton, just hang up and come back.
There's definitely something going on, that's for sure.
Something's going on.
Something's going on.
The love we used to share was strong.
And I don't know what happened. But I'm saying now it's gone.
What?
I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah, just going with
she
it.
She makes
huh?
me feel
y'all
like
just
singing.
Thinking.
I don't even know what that means.
Makes you feel like singing. Sing. Like oh, okay. If we can sing that crap.
Y'all can do whatever y'all want to
think
do.
Think of a song.
Let's think one. You know, I will.
Let's see. Me.
Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, di, do.
Do, a deer. A female deer.
Now the question is, do you know the rest of it, though?
A drop of golden sun. Me, a name I call myself, far along my way to run. So, a needle pulling thread.
Now,
Ray,
my silly ass, I forget who I'm talking to and where she works.
Me, right. The band is like, did you come back in? No. Dear.
Oh, y'all funny, y'all. I didn't get a chance to tell my chat line. So I'm saying while we're waiting on everything else, though, I was hoping to get back around to me, but since y'all wanted to go there with it, though.
Well, go there, baby. Go there.
Well,
I love my chat line
experience, though. Like I said,
but you developed AJ in his
miracles. who is that right there?
Somebody's.
Oh, I thought that was Godfather. I don't know. I'm hearing voices now.
I hear voices in my head.
or having technical difficulties.
I hear voices in my head.
Not for long.
People. I see dead people.
Hey. Now, I got to draw the line right there. Now, we're not going apologize.
We'll.
God forgive us. We don't mean that. Six Eyes Radio Network.
There's something going on.
The lines are open.
Please call.
424-239-6167. Please join us with your opinions and your thoughts and your concerns.
Call us. As you can see, we need you to talk to us. Come talk to us.
Well, good afternoon, dear. How are you all?
Hey.
You.
Somebody tell Jay to come
have
some fun. Like,
hey,
tell everybody to come
have
some fun.
Godfather, you trying to come in. Godfather's trying to come in.
Let's have some fun, shall we?
And Godfather, come on in.
We having difficulties right
y'all
now.
Y'all know we trying to multitask. We in room number 19, but you know what 19 is about, so we was
okay.
Multitasking.
Come on in. Roll them.
Come.
Roll them.
I said y'all brought some skunk with y'all. What y'all
skunk? Skunk, yeah. Skunk.
We brought some skunk with us.
Oh, no.
Two peas,
oh,
I got
no.
Skunk.
We don't let the team say hey. We don't let the skunk team say hey.
Okay. Okay. What are you at?
Sound off. One, two.
Bring it on down. Three, four. Right.
Y'all funny, y'all.
Man, go get
nobody does it better.
Absolutely.
Makes us feel sad for the rest.
What you stop for? That was beautiful.
Oh, thank you, baby. So are you.
Well, I mean, you know, your fans, you know, they are listening. How's
Count
the Facebook, how's
the
Facebook
songs.
Page doing? Because, you know, we
the
live
Facebook
right
page
now.
Is going great. It's going
There's
really
a,
good.
Everybody been posting. Everybody been doing their due diligence.
Okay, you all. Here go the skunk king. Here go the skunk room. Room number 19.
Hey, skunk room.
Skunk room in the skunk room in the building.
They call your name.
Hey, skunk room.
I got skunk.
You know what? Maybe y'all because they, you know, everybody's listening. Why don't y'all explain some of the game that y'all came with? Explain skunk to them.
They got two
pieces.
They
got
two pieces because he right there.
Y'all, welcome to say what's up. Y'all on live podcast. So we got run through number one. We got Mr. Trump. You want to say what's up?
Hey, what's up?
Hello.
Hello, hello, hello.
Hello.
We got Ms. Baker.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Hey, how you doing?
Good evening to you.
So we got Advantage Slayton.
Hey, hey, hey. In the room.
Hey, hey, hey.
Number four, we got Miss Tasha.
Hi. Hey, Miss Tasha.
Miss Tasha, good evening to you.
Five, we got Joe Sulik, Peace, SC, with AJ and Squaw.
Squaw.
We got number six, Miss Tasha. Hello there, I'm the Godfather.
Hi, Godfather.
Going on to number seven, we got that Ken now from you. They call him the lady.
Oh, it's Ken.
Oh, yes, he is.
It's Ken.
That's
right out. It's Ken. My
friend. You already know he's bringing everything good food.
Okay. Oh, what you cooking over there, Granny? What you cooking?
They said, what you cooking, Granny?
He's still there. He got Mr. T-Bone.
What's up, T-Bone, Diddy?
You should give him all the number and tell him all to click in live.
You do the game. It's called.
Oh, there you go. Y'all got the truck on the radio.
He know about the skunk room.
He know about the skunk on the radio. Hey, man.
Right.
That's,
well,
hey, man.
That's why I was trying to get him to, you know, explain the game, get it a little clear.
Two
they have a little distortion going on in the background, but that's probably the phone they're calling in on, though.
Two piece. Or somebody.
They,
explain
they might be
what
back. They might have dropped
is.
The call. They might be back, though.
Yeah.
But that's cool, though. But yeah,
two-piece room is the skunk room. Mm-hmm. And when they play, skunk. Well, how he do that, he roll the dice. And you have to keep your dice up. You have to count the dice. The first one to 100, that's the person that wins the skunk.
There it is.
I got it.
There it is. So, if you want to play Skunk at Home, basically go get you some dice.
It's a game that says it's only like a you have to get it on. I can't think of what's the name of that thing.
Can I scream Yahtzee? That was my game.
What's the name of it? Is?
Yeah. He's ringing in.
No, we're trying to think of the name of it where you, you know, get the game.
The name of the game you go ahead with.
Not the name, yeah, but the website that you go on
yes,
to make it.
That's you know, yeah.
Gym something. Gym something. Gym something. What's that one there?
It's Kitchen
Sink Game.
Well,
maybe if he calls back, he knows the website, right? Maybe two piece, maybe?
It's. Well, Destiny's right there. She was trying to tell us what it was.
Oh, okay.
Okay, go ahead.
Good evening, Destiny. You were saying what, sweetie?
Good evening, you all. It is actually called Kitchen Sink Games, where the game is downloaded from.
It's called Kitchen. Say it one more time.
Kitchen. Kitchen. Like you cooking in your kitchen.
All
right.
Kitchen, okay.
Sink Games.
Now say the whole thing again.
Kitchen Sink Games.
Is that .com, .org, .gov?
Well, just enter Kitchen Sink Games
into
your Google, search bar.
I don't even think they use. Remember when everything was like www, like .com,
yeah,
you had to put it in www.
Yeah.
And
now you can just put it in and
there
it is.
Yeah, you just put it in and put it .com, .org, .gov no more. Just put it in.
Just say, Siri, pull up such and such a thing.
Yes. Yeah, and it's a game
right.
Being for the blind.
This gentleman is
deceased, yeah. He's deceased, but he has many games, amen, that for takes for the blind where you can enjoy it, amen, have fun, laugh. It is a learning game, you know, just using your head. Technique is what it's
right.
All about. Amen. Mr. Kitchens. Amen. A man gone on, but left some visions and dreams behind that you can still be involved and you can have a good time. Playing Press Your Luck. You can also play Skunk, Hangman. You can also, there are many other games, Monopoly, Uno. There's many, many other games that he left behind for the blind. So,
that's awesome.
Absolutely. And that's something that we can discuss again in a minute. But we definitely want to...
Muted.
What the?
I'm muted. What?
What?
You mute me.
Can you hear me? Can we hear
I heard it too. We both might be muted. But that's something else.
Can y'all hear the sound of my voice?
Yeah, we hear
you. Okay, I just went out there. I'm
like,
you know.
Yeah,
that's
we
another,
all got that same
thing.
But that's something
that's
we can talk about.
That's another thing
like,
that we can talk about from
like, actuallyaid.com. That's something
age.
We can talk about. Exactly.
.com.
Like, those are the type of things we need to look into.
So y'all can't hear me, can y'all?
We can hear you, but I don't know, something just happened because both of y'all was pretty much saying, can y'all hear me?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Because y'all was both kind of saying the same thing, but I don't think y'all realized y'all was saying the same thing.
I don't. Okay. Yeah. Well, like I said, we won't have to worry about this, you know.
You don't have to worry.
Well, you know what? I just think while they're on, you know what? I think while they're working, whatever they're working out, I don't think Six would have a problem. You know? Would you like to do the honors?
We don't have to.
What happened?
What would you like for me to do, sir?
Well, no, it's not what I would like for you. I don't want you to do anything. I just like, would you like to introduce, you know, the rollout? Would you like to, I mean, because, you know, yesterday was a party. Yesterday was a party, but next week is business. We back to business, so. And we have
so
to let everybody know.
That's right. So we would like all of the listening audience of the Six Eyes Radio Network know that AJ and the squad will be moving. We are packing our bags and we are moving to our own show starting on Friday night, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 9 p.m. Friday night. Come talk to us. We'll talk to you. Come listen. Come tell us whatever you want to tell us. We come and have a good time.
Can we give him a preview of some of the things that's coming on?
We've got some Black History. We got some special guests coming in talking to us about whatever's on your mind.
Mm-hmm.
We've got some singing. We got some poetry. We got some gospel going on. We are here to motivate.
We got comedians.
You.
We got rappers.
Yes. Yes.
Mm-hmm. And most importantly, the one thing that we love to do is to give back. You know, everybody knows my passion, visually impaired, blind, disabled, handicapped community. And that can be defined in a lot of different ways because we all know that you can see and still be blind. So we understand that, you know, it's just in the way you label or categorize certain things. But what we do, we have, like I say, an open door policy per se. We're not here to judge because we've been through things. We all understand, you know, internal scarring. We understand what it means, you know, to have our be inflicted in our souls and in our spirits. But we also understand that we're here for a reason. We're here for a purpose. We are in the grace of God. We are God's children, and we are shepherds. And like I told Mr. Six on, you know, I am a shepherd, and I want to go after those who are lost from the flock. And he said, well, that's a big task. And I said, yeah, but I'm born for that. I'm built for that. That's what I'm about. And so what we're going to be doing, all of us, you know, not just AJ, but the squad, is we want to give back. You know, we want to look out for those who are most of need, who really need, you know, love. Because that's what's going wrong in the world right now. We're going too far away from love, from family. You know, you hear what's going on, you watch what's going on, and there's just too many people doing just that, listening and standing around. You know, and we need to get back to somebody has to be active. Somebody has to make a difference. So best believe AJ and the squad is here to make a difference. We're here to give back.
Amen.
You know, we're here to reach out. We're here to help. You know what I'm saying? I appreciate the opportunity and the platform that Mr. Six and the Six Eyes Radio Network has afforded me. And like I said, I helped handpick, along with Queen, every member of the squad for a reason, for a purpose. Because we all understand the same thing. We all have a story, and we didn't let it stop us. We didn't let our past, you know, we didn't let our past break us or overcome us or make us to succumb to hatred or evil or negativity.
That's right.
So, like I said, me and Queen was a union of God, and the squad is another extension of a union of God. And what we're doing on the 6 Hours Radio Network is the work of God. So, you know, in a good people with good intentions who really want to give back and help everybody. So you make sure you tune in Fridays,
That's
9 o'clock, AJ and the squad, 6 Hours Radio Network.
Squad.
You better know it.
Squad. And if you got a story you want to share, come let us know. Come talk to us. The platform is open. Come talk to us. 424-243-9617.
Absolutely. Apparently there's still some technical.
We hope you don't get through.
All right, everyone, this is Six Eyes of the Radio Network. I want to say, hey, hello.
Hi.
Hey, hello.
Hey.
How's your mental?
Did I just hear right that you guys are moving?
We packed up.
Absolutely.
We heading out.
Yeah. You know, I brought too many people, and, you know, I just, you know, we started getting a little claustrophobic. You know, so we just decide, you know, scrape a few pennies together and, you know, get a little mini mansion and, you know, we can all spread out, set up, get comfortable and, you know, have couches for people to come through, sit down and talk to us about stuff. And, you know, we got refrigerators and coffee makers,
yes,
and ice cream makers,
coffee maker,
popcorn machine, and, you know, we got chicken coming and pizza coming and
pretzels? They got pretzels?
Absolutely. Unsalted. Unsalted with great coupon.
Got the donut,
you know, we know, boss, you like the great coupon.
Plenty of pretzels. Plenty of pretzels.
Yes. I'm going to have to check that out.
Coffee and donut house. You can also get you some coffee and donuts and stick to the
Right. Coffee, donuts. Ice and or cream filling.
Yes.
Hey. That's what's up.
And there's a two-piece and a biscuit. It's fried chicken over there.
That's what's up.
Fish, well, congrats. Some jambalaya.
Yeah.
Yeah, congratulations. Wow. Okay.
Yes.
Yes. Thank you.
Checking
thank
that
you,
out.
We're moving on up.
So we would definitely like to, you know, invite DJ ATL, you know what I'm saying, come through,
ATL,
stop through.
Can
you know, show
us
some love, you know.
ATL, where you at?
We got nothing but love for you, baby.
Well, I don't know. All we heard was muted, and then I don't know. It was some. I don't know.
Wow. Okay. Well,
that's what's needed.
But we got you.
Look like,
we got you, Six. We got you. We're here for you. Anything we can do to help, sir?
All right. Wow. Appreciate that. Yeah. So I guess.
So got your back, baby. Got your back. You lean against the wall, got your back. Turn
wow,
your face against
I'm
the
so,
wall.
I'm so glad the squad showed up tonight. I love y'all, man.
I'm glad y'all showed up tonight, too. Otherwise, there wouldn't be a show. Because I don't know. Louis, where are you?
Where are you?
And they said, God is merciful and God is merciless. Choose wisely, my brother.
Billy Boy,
choose
where
wisely.
Are you?
So,
God
yeah, so
is gracious.
Billy boy, where are you?
Yeah. So anyway, I hope not to have this happen next Saturday. So, like I said, we're at 7 days a week of great programming here on the Six Odds Radio Network.
Absolutely. What's everybody doing? How's everybody doing? What's going on with everybody?
I want to know what love is.
Oh, right, because, you know, Mr. Six was supposed to be talking about coffee. You know, he was supposed to be giving Mr. Pride Joy an interview. I'm still waiting on it because I don't know nothing about Pride and Joy either. And I thought
Ms.
I was going to have Mr.
Joy.
Six, you know what I'm saying, help me learn a few things. I've been trying to figure out for, like, you know, a decade. I'm just saying. Crickets.
So, Miss Pride and Joy, uh-huh. I'll just go ahead. So, what is your favorite color?
Orange.
Orange. Hmm. What is your favorite drink?
No, man.
Yeah, alcoholic,
Pepsi?
Water, whatever.
Or Pepsi.
Yeah.
If you mean Pepsi or alcohol.
We
can hear you.
Okay.
Oh, there you go. There you go. There go DJ ATL. What's up, my brother? We can hear you now.
What is your favorite food to prepare for your family?
In fact, we like to do, like, baked spaghetti and, like, salad, garlic bread, like that.
Okay.
Or sometimes, you know, fettuccine, chicken and fettuccine, something like that.
I like chicken.
What is your favorite scripture in the Bible?
My favorite scripture in the Bible. Psalms 23.
Yep.
What is it?
Okay.
Yeah, I'm put you on the spot.
Did he do it?
So what is it?
Did he do it?
Don't say
that in front of
it.
Did he do it?
Alright, Louis, turn your phone up.
Yeah, I know. Let me did it at the
B.O.B.
before.
I know. Mr. DJ ATL is trying to say something. You can just turn your mic up, sir. I don't know.
Now, dude, any other time we can't get a word in edgewise, turn your damn phone up.
Come and talk to us.
I don't really want to know you.
Are you still here, Mr. DJ? ATL?
Hey,
I think he's working it out.
He got
but I'm surprised by your color choice, because I could have guessed. I could have sworn black or yellow.
Black and yellow.
Cleveland brown is your favorite color. I like that. I like that about you. I like that about you. See how I did that? See how I did that?
You kind of took them for your
You might love Pittsburgh, right. But you love Cleveland brown colors.
Turn your phone up. Turn your phone up.
Okay, what color? Do you like your team color?
You said what color?
Do you like your team color?
I'm going to be honest with you. I am an Ohio State University diehard fan. I grew up right down the street from the U.
Mm-hmm.
And I was there where I had the pleasure of being there, working there. I saw my first Pink Floyd concert there, and I will never, ever forget. The light show was crazy. So, like I say, Archie Griffin. I've had a lot of fun at Ohio State University. My colors are always – my favorite is white, red, and the silver, and then the white and the red. But yeah, though, I love my color. Like if you come in my house right now, I got Ohio State everywhere. You know, most of my clothing is I got two different jackets. One is red, you know, the red and gray Ohio State
mm-hmm.
colors, and then I've got the white, red, and silver colors.
Oh.
Somebody gave me a Build-A-Bear.
Okay.
And it's got a football. It's all
oh,
Ohio
yeah,
State.
You picked it up.
Yeah, Build-A-Bear. I got a whole Build-A-Bear that's Ohio State decked out. So.
You better.
Yeah, I love Ohio State University. That's my favorite clothing. Like I rep Ohio State University everywhere I go.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. You know, and I still love the Wilds and, you know, the Indians and, you know, all that good stuff. But, yeah.
Do you have Indian stuff in your house?
I used to. Listen, I'm going to be real with you. That was a very long time ago. But we had Kenny Lofton, Albert Bell, Jim Thome. I was in love with baseball then. You know, like I really went to a couple of games. Like you couldn't keep me away from an Indians game. Like that's when really baseball, like I don't know if y'all know who Kenny Lofton is or Albert Bell or Jim Thome or that generation of the Cleveland Indians. But, yeah, that's when baseball was really fun to watch for real. Like, it was watching Kenny Lofton steal bases was beautiful. Like, it was beautiful. You know, every time Jim Thome stepped up, like, 9 times out of 10, he was just knocking one out the park. Same with Albert Bell. Like, Sandy Alomar, like, we had a lot going on back then, man.
You know, I got about 200 baseball cards, Hank Aaron, Mickey Mantle. I got all of those, and I still have them in a suitcase. And I have rubber bands around them. They told me to keep them and save them.
You want to sell them?
I'm going to get rid of them. They told me to take them to the corn exchange. They told me to take them to corn exchange.
Don't do that.
Okay.
I know, and I don't mean to cut you off, but I know they're going to, so I don't know the Mickey Mantle. I don't know whether you have. I don't know if it's a rookie card or whatever. But listen, find collectors. Get your cards appraised. Know the value of what you really have. And I'm only saying that to you because you are an elder. So I respectfully say that. I don't know how long you've had those cars, but if you have had those cars since you're you.
I'll say this right here. I'm in my 60s.
Hey, man.
Amen, and God is good. And people don't believe that I am, but I am. I'm in my 60s. I'm not ashamed. I'm 67 years old.
You don't even sound like you swear you think you're 33.
And my God is good. My God
Absolutely.
Is good, and I've been had him over 50 years.
Oh, my God,
over 50 something years.
Yo, you sitting on some major money, Donnie. Well, okay, well, that's beautiful right there. But I would suggest to you to get those cars appraised professionally. You know, you got them in rubber bands. I might put them in card protectors. But after you get them all valued, you know, that's a collection. That's a collection right there. I would get them insured.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
I remember being so mad at my mother, like, because we grew up with all that. And I had so many football, basketball, baseball. I mean, I'm talking about like 40, 50, 55 some years ago. But when I left home and whatever, my mother gave all my Matchbox cars, all my like Lincoln Lionel trains, all my stuff. But she gave them to kids, though, who really needed them. So I got over it. But I, you know, I for a long time I had to pray about it because I go back and I think about how much it was all really worth. And I had to get over that part of it. I had to, like, you know what? It went to a child who really needed it at the time.
Right.
But that doesn't mean I still didn't want it, because nowadays that stuff is so valuable.
But remember, so they used to come in the cereal box back in those days. They used to come in the cereal box.
We did that, and then, like I said, we... cereal boxes. And then we used to buy them from, like, we had carryouts. Like, you know, they call them corner stores, but we had carryouts. And we would go buy them by the packs, you know what I'm saying? We just really wanted the gum. Nobody really cared about trading cards back then and all that. You know, we just wanted the gum. We would look at the cards. Now, if you know, you had one of your favorite athletes, but most of us really weren't into sports back then anyway. Like, we were, you know, Ataris, Big Wheels, basketball, it was cool, though, but, you know, if you know now, the value of those cars, like, come on, man. Like, those cars are crazy. Crazy.
You know,
and if you have them, like, in an unopened pack.
Man. But they still are firm and strong because they have been entertaining it all of these years. All of these years. And they said, why do you keep carrying the same? We throw them things in many times. I was on my way along with this vinyl album. I have vinyl album still in the same sleeve that it came in back in the days of independence, all the way back to the Jackson 5 first album when it was hit. You know, I just have all of those. And people were trying to shyster me out of them, but I have them in a trunk, those old trunks that Mom and them used to have back in the days.
Oh, the cedar chest, right?
Yeah, that is correct.
Yeah. I'll teach you. My mother had one, too. I love the way it smelled, though. I love the way that smelled. And it's funny that you bring it up, because it's got me thinking about something that a woman had owed me some money, and she couldn't come up with the money. And I had told her the story about, you know, my mother, you know, giving away all my, and she gave me a whole, like you're saying, a whole book of baseball cards. And they're old, but I've never really had the chance to go through them. But I have, like, the complete Negro baseball collection. Like, I've got the entire set, all the cards, you know what I mean? Like, it's stuff like that. So, you know, and I want to just keep it, pass it on to my son when he's mature enough to understand it and respect it. But, you know, other than that, it's like, you know, just sitting on, sitting on something that, you know, is history. You know, you can look at it for the value part of it, but it's yes, sir, absolutely.
Lewis, if you don't say a word before this show is over with, I'm going to have fill-ins.
Hey, I'm
right
here. Can y'all hear me? Hello? Do y'all hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, we can hear you.
Go right ahead, Mr. Hickey. Yeah, go right ahead, sir. We hear you.
No, hello, hey everybody. I was talking earlier. I don't know if there's something going on with the software. I don't know what's going on, but I was talking earlier. But I don't want to hold y'all. I'm letting y'all talk. I just said, man, I want to let y'all know. Can y'all hear me? Y'all hear me? So that's all good.
Oh, absolutely, sir. But, you know, like I said, we was waiting on you, sir. Like, you know, we just was, you know, waiting for you to get everything together, you know, fix the technical difficulties
I'm still monitoring, and we having some technical difficulties. I am seeing people still get knocked offline and come back in. I got knocked off once already, so I see people putting their hands up, and I'm trying to cover that, too. There's another caller just come back in. Come on in, 82686, I'm putting you back in. I see people, so that's what I'm saying. I'm watching and monitoring, and it's also
Yeah. We appreciate you, sir. Like I say, anytime you ready to do what, you know, go right ahead. Do what you got to do. Do what you need to do.
Mm-hmm.
Hello.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, though, I just thought that was interesting.
Listening.
And I forgot about that until you said something about that. Yeah, go ahead, DJ Tell. You go right here, sir.
No, y'all go ahead. No, y'all, I was listening to what y'all was saying. Y'all was talking deep, so I'll let y'all finish doing your conversation.
Well, no, that's all right, because I know you had said some things that you wanted to talk about, and, you know what I'm saying? I think that, you know, we haven't really heard you talk tonight, like I said, because of the technical difficulties, you know what I mean? Like I said, we was just, you know, filling in some space. But, like, what's on your mind, sir? What do you want to talk about?
How is your mental?
Exactly. I mean, it's on y'all. I mean, y'all was talking about some things that y'all was clear dear to, and I think y'all was just listening. So,
Lewis, let me show you how radio works. Okay. So ask me the question. I'm gonna play you, Lewis. Somebody asked me a question.
How is your mental,
hold on,
sir?
Let me get out the way real quick. So I don't need to sit over.
Okay. Hey, my mental's good. My mental's good. Thank you. You know, glad to be alive on top of the dirt. So, you know, what do you all want to talk about? I had some things I wanted to discuss. I mean, you know, you have things going on. You know,
what you want to talk about, sir? You go ahead and talk about what you want to talk about.
Well, thank you, man. Well, you know, still things with Russia and Ukraine, you know, I don't understand how they can spend $40 billion somewhere else, and yet we got people here in America still starving, you know, not having resources, things that they need. But yet they're
willing
to write a check or send trucks over with $40 billion. I mean, that bothers me right there. You know, the situation that happened in New York, you know, the guy going into the grocery store, killing 10 people, you know. I mean, this is why here at the Six Eyes Radio Network, we must check in on our mental, and this is why 7 days a week, you know, we're checking on each other. You know, how's your mental? Check. How's your mental? I mean, be it through text messages, you know, being calling each other on the phone. And we have to just pray for mankind. I mean, that's what's on my mind. Now I'm going to pass it back to AJ and the squad. Now, that's how you would do that. I mean, when they give you an opportunity to speak, that's how radio works, is the back and forth.
Six hours. No, I don't. I didn't want to throw them off because I was trying to listen to what they were talking about.
I'm just letting you know, because one day I might not be here on the show with you. So if somebody asks you that, I mean, it's a banter, it's a dialogue.
Well, no, I don't want them to feel like I'm forced. No, I want them because I'm trying my best to fill off what they're talking about.
Okay, listen.
What?
I think you're missing the mark. I think you're missing what I'm trying to say to you. If they're asking you what you think, what you want to talk about, it's a back and forth. You sat here and heard them for over 40 minutes. You understand what I'm saying? So now they're passing the ball to you. You're on a basketball.
Oh.
They're passing the ball. Do I have to take you? Do I have to retrain you?
No. I know.
You sure?
Know. Sure. Where are we at today? Let's see what topic. All
right, I'm gone.
And I mean, you brought up.
I'm gone. Y'all got it. I love y'all.
Situation about New York, and I'm trying to stay away from this kind of negative. I'm trying to stay away from this kind of topics. What happened today in New York and Buffalo?
Listen, man, you can't stay away from that.
Less fortunate. That's less fortunate that we have to go back down this road. We have to go back down this road in this country. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Being a journalist, it's your job to report this. You cannot not talk about it.
Right, you're right.
You hear that little baby in the background? That baby needs a future.
Yeah,
it needs a chance.
Yeah.
But tell him, a journalist ain't tell him.
The problem with this, and this is a scenario problem we having across this country, because majority of these states now decided that they can let people now making decisions, and where people don't have to have a permit no more to get weapons. They can go get a gun and they can go do these kind of things. I try not to go here, because the reason why I don't want to go here, because this brings up a lot of problems, and a lot of us, everybody has their own views and opinions of what it is. It's just my opinion. My opinion is that I feel that this country now has decided that it's trying its best to be repopulated. They're trying to unpopulate the people. And when you look at these scenarios here, also in Atlanta, we have the RICO Act, which we just took down one of the major rappers, Young Thug and Gunna, and a whole squad guilty association. That's what we're saying, and it's rocketeering, and they actually now can pull up these rappers' lyrics. This is what I was doing to drill music, and I didn't want to go back down this road since I brought the spot on. We were talking about drill music, and here we is here now. We sit here with one of the biggest rap artists in the nation, matter of fact, two of them, now all of them being investigated, including all of them. Every last one of these rappers are now being investigated by the lyrics that they put in their music. So it is what it is. I didn't think this topic was worth talking about on here anymore because I felt like a lot of the topics I bring up are kind of stretchy and kind of put you guys, and this is not y'all thing to talk about, and I don't know if y'all feel comfortable talking about this, but the New York Buffalo thing, I didn't want to go into that because here we go again with the race thing where we have people talking about this young man went up there, he's 18 years old, he's a baby, he walks, he gets a weapon, and he goes shoots innocent black people in a shopping mall that's basically, not a mall, but in a grocery store that's mostly predominant black shop there. So it's something that it seems like what pushed this young man. I've heard the story that saying he's a Klan member, and he was misinformed. He got in his car and he drove miles and miles. He don't even live in the area to do with the crime he did. But I just, like I said, talking about this stuff is talking about it. I just really want to know how we can figure out solutionizing and how to stop it from going on. Make people be more responsible for themselves and responsible for their actions and not take on these kind of stupid things, going into the train station and shooting up each other, or getting mad because someone says this and says that to them, or someone feels that, you know, that the whole system is against me. But again, you know, like I said, it's my opinion. You have your own state opinion on how y'all feel about it, but I'm dropping that to the squad. I mean, I don't know if y'all want to talk about that. I really would like to listen to what you guys are talking about because I feel y'all have more to talk about than these things right now. Pass it to you, AJ.
Well, I appreciate that, sir. as far as what can we do, I don't think it's for us to stop the agenda, as I call it. Everybody knows, you know, conspiracy theories or whatever. Whether you're listening to the TV, whether you're on your smart devices, whether you're out in public, we see all kind of agendas going on, negative agendas. So we have to start with there, and we've talked about the squad, has talked about it before. It starts with us. It starts with those of us who understand love, God, country, the village, the tribe. You know, like I said, we have to start bringing that back. It takes a village to raise a child. You know, you look out here nowadays, and what do you have? You don't have the villages scattered. The villages are destroyed and being scattered. What they used to stand for culturally is all different now. So, like I said, we've discussed it many times amongst ourselves in the squad that we have to take responsibility, understand capability, responsibility, and appreciate the privilege that we've been afforded. You know, people think of, you know, a privilege as a color or a name tag, and that's fine. That's one aspect of it, I assume. But maybe privilege is, you know, the privilege to be a man, the privilege to be a woman, the privilege to be a father, a mother, a teacher, an evangelist, you know what I'm saying? And still know that you're not perfect, but you strive for perfection. You strive to help other people understand that, you know, you can also reach for perfection, strive for something better. No matter what, you know, anybody says, those who try to hate on you or put you down, no matter if the world is on fire, no matter if everything is upside down, you have to find peace, you have to find serenity, you have to find a way, as we say, your mental, control your mental. Like you said, if you need to reach out for therapy, if you need to reach out for help, counseling, you have real friends, real family members. You know, first you have to, as I've been told, you have to get out of yourself's way. Because sometimes
That's the biggest obstacle. You have to be able to understand and admit that maybe I need help. Maybe that I am having mental, emotional, spiritual issues, physical, sexual, all kind of financial. So you either let it, you know, you succumb to it or you find help. You know, I am a person I told, I was having a conversation with Queen, and I said, you know, we all use each other some kind of a way. But is it negative or is it positive? Like I teach my son and everybody in my circle, you know, I don't have excuses. It's not your fault. It's not the world's fault. It's not God's fault. I allow it or I do not allow it at the end of the day. So we have to understand that it's just some things that, okay, we're scattered. We get it. We're hurt. There's agendas going on to suppress, depress, agitate, frustrate, to break you, to make you go to the dark side, to be evil, demonic. There's all kind of things, you know. And it's like when you sit back and you see on the TV what's going on. Like DJ ATL was saying, you know, they're changing the gun law rights again so that anybody can have them. You know, it doesn't matter if you have an ID, a permit, or none of that. It doesn't matter. But you have to think back and you look on TV like with the baby formula. 40% of America right now, the grocery stores, do not have baby formula to give these babies, right? But at the same time, taxpayers have paid for semi-trucks full of baby formula to be shipped down to Houston where they have, like, I think, like 1.5 million cans of baby formula. And they're giving them to the refugees that are coming over here. I don't have no problem with the refugees. God bless every one of them. I don't have no problem with their children. And, of course, I don't want their children to starve. But at the same time, yeah, we've already got a problem over here. So if it's us, not against you, but where's the right in that? And it's your taxpayer money. You know what I'm saying? So when you sit back and you see it like it used to be America first and now it's America last with these agendas. So understand it. If that's what it is right now, if that's the direction we're headed in, that's the way we're going, then so be it. But we have no control of that. We can speak out. We can get on the podcast. You know, we can raise our voice. We can, you know, scream from the mountaintop. We can do whatever. Somebody hears, that's fine. But while you have those people doing that or trying to achieve those things, you know, some of us on the battlefield, some of us at war trying to save people and gather people and bring us together. You know, start these off-grid communities. Come back to the basics. And I mean learning how to, you know, farm, you know, how to grow gardens, how to fish, you know, how to live off the land. Because the way we're going, you're going to have to get up out of these cities at one point in time or another. And that's just my personal opinion. But even when you go off-grid, what, you know, they've got wildfires going on now in Colorado, and I told everybody, you know, there's things going on in these major cities for a reason, because it's about, you know, in my belief, economics, commodities, you know. I've told everybody before, reverse engineering. The same way you put something together is the same way you take it apart, and that's what they're doing in America. Everything that made this country so strong, so great as a whole, as people, yeah, they're just doing it in reverse. And it says it right in the title, the United States of America. Now, you show me where in America where we're united. Other than, of course, on the 6 Hour Radio Network.
That's,
you know,
the problem.
And AJ and the squad. We are united and we are focused.
I have to come in on this because... This
absolutely, sir. Go right ahead.
I've been bothered about this, and this is something that I don't know what happened, but now we're more divided than I ever seen, and divisive more than ever, from the Republicans down to the Democrats. Since we elected Trump, we got more divided. Now since we got Biden, we got more divided. And I just think that not much we can too much do. It's what people direction. And And again, nobody stands for nothing. And that's one thing I'm finding more common. Nobody really cares and nobody stands for anything anymore. I just wanted to piggyback on what you said because it's important. But I'm going to go ahead and let someone else speak because y'all need to have time. And I appreciate y'all being on the show the time y'all have been on. I appreciate y'all talking. I mean, I like y'all from the first time y'all come on. And I think I wish y'all success on the show that y'all do on Friday night.
We appreciate you, Ter, sir.
Yeah.
We appreciate
you.
We respect your opinion and your thoughts, sir. We really do appreciate you. Absolutely. Go right ahead.
You know, we want to point fingers at who's in the office, but let me say this right here. For a long time, we've been running this race. And then we always want to be judgmental about who's not doing what and who's not doing what.
Mm-hmm.
And if either one of us can be in those places where those presidents and vice presidents are at and those decision makers, which one person don't make the decision, it takes the whole cabinet to make the decision. And legislatures are in place as well, too. But to voice our opinion means a whole lot. It may not get too far, and it may get for, but somebody's crying and somebody's here. Look at our babies today. Look at our babies today. We've never went shortage of having infant milk. You know, these are things, amen, that are plaguing. We want to point things at what Biden not done, but Biden came in with a whole lot of junk in on the table that was left on the table that was all messed up, has been messed up for a long time. It ain't just started in the last 10 years. This thing has been going on.
Let me finish.
This thing has been going on. I've been in this for 6 or 7 years. Praise God Almighty. From July 28th, 68 years. And I give God all the praise because I came from segregation to integrated. I came from nothing to having something. I came from a nobody or being somebody. And so, you know, it takes two to tangle. It takes two to tangle. When we put food on our table, it's because somebody has provided and God has survived us, amen, to be able to do those things. But we got to stop pointing fingers. What are we doing? We can talk a lot of stuff. Mom and them always told us talking loud and saying nothing ain't about nothing. When nothing from nothing leaves nothing. So we as human race got to pull our other sisters and brother, black, white, folk, without food, green, or earned. But let us stop focusing on what some not doing, but what are we doing? What are we doing as a bona fide, unified fellowship and a Christ? God gave us knowledge, wisdom, and understanding. We got to take off the high hats and go low down and pull somebody else out of the rut. Look at the hunger. If you look in your cities and other states, look at all the homeless and the hungry people that are out there. Look at our veterans that have given up their lives and fight, come with no arms, no legs. But look at us. We are so blessed and don't even realize how blessed we are. You know, so, yeah, things going to get worse before they get better. But it takes a village. It takes a village to raise our country, not one individual. Amen. And I'm grateful for the work that has been performed, you know, in our country, in our state, in our community. I'm grateful for what is going on, you know, but we too got to do something. We just can't
Amen.
Sit back and keep on saying this to somebody else or what somebody else ain't doing. What are we doing? What are we doing? And that's my question. I'm completely.
Thank you so much for that. I mean, everything you said is true. Biden can't do things by himself. One man can't do anything. Trump couldn't do everything by himself. It takes a whole lot. But I just want to do equal blame on this, and I'm going to throw Obama, I'm going to throw Ronald Reagan, I'm going to throw all of them. And it's not so much all of them, it's the people, too. We have a culture that grows up from the 70s down from, well, let's say I'm going to take the 70s out, even though 70 had the hard heroin epidemic, and the 60s had the epidemic of heroin coming in. But I'm going to go into the 80s with the crack epidemic. We got to, a lot of us forget how powerful the cocaine and the disparity of crack and cocaine disparity hurt the African-American communities throughout those times. It made a lot of people into uncomfortable rare. So now we are sitting here looking after the Raiders. So we have a lot of young people who have been grown up who didn't have both parents in the household. How you destroy a household is it when you have a father not a present of the child's life. One thing that I'm finding more common talking to a lot of people across this country, and when it comes to male and female, because I believe it takes a village to raise a child, and it takes everyone involved to help build and circle that child's mind. What we're finding out now is that a lot of us are so unresponsible. A lot of adults, we find we have a lot of children out here at 12, 9 years old, 7 years old, coming up right now, and I can't get to all of them because I don't know where all of them are, who don't have food in their belly at this moment, who don't have anything. They have a mother and father, or they have a mother who's strung out on crack or cocaine. They're trying to figure out what the best route is. They'll go hungry because they know a little about family children. They hear family children serves you take away, they lose their parents. So they cry every night in pain and grow up being these cold individuals that we see in this world. And I think that as a people, and this is not going just to blacks because a lot of times it's just as factly to us, as we speak in all these hoods and all this stuff, we wonder why the rap music is so bad. We wonder why all the things are happening in our community because we have really dropped the ball across the board, for real. A lot of us have just completely dropped the board. We have people who grow up selfish. We have people who grow up, only thing is about me, nothing else. And then the ones that grow up to think about all just about me, they find out all the things they get ain't worth it. So they are already bitter and tore up. So this is where we at. So as far as getting back to President Biden, and I heard you. The thing that I feel disturbed about Biden, and I kind of sit here, and even though you say, yeah, the Republicans are fighting him, there's also an underline to here that this is a gentleman who was with Obama, who ran as a vice president of Obama, who really at one time despised Obama as an individual. At one time, people got to remember Joe Biden was Jim Crow Jr. He was the gentleman who listened to Byrd and all them that believed that black folks should be over here and they should be over there. This is something I have to talk about and I have to keep it real. At the eulogy for Byrd, the Klansman, and also Strong Arm Thurman, he said in his own mouth, and this is about not even too long ago, he said in his own mouth, they should never have changed the way they were. They believed in what they believe, and that's what made them as the racist people they were. So I kind of look at that, and I said, okay, he said this. This is not something he changed. He didn't change his word. He was supposed to be going into a journey, but he said that. So to give you an understanding, breaking, not saying that he's a bigotry, but just to give you the understanding platform, he still has not arrived as an individual. As far as Trump, same thing, too. I think a lot of these guys, we put them on a pedestal, and then we look for our march of what we call unadvantages. I want to say it's unadvantaged. We feel that we're victims and we're, okay, this guy is President Trump. He's racist. He says stupid stuff. He's nasty. He's filthy. He says all the things we don't like. And at the same time, he says all the bad things, and then he does put some things in place to help us. Then you get Rob Biden, who says a lot of things to us and says great things, but also puts things away to hurt us. So you have to look at, he says good things, but they put things in the way. I'm just giving you the facts of what I'm seeing from my opinion. It's my opinion. I'm not trying to force no one, but I'm just telling you from what I see. There's things that I see that Biden is doing right now who to me, I'll be honest, when I looked at it, I said, wait a minute, here something we have to look at. He says, okay, I'm going to pick the first African-American judge in history, and she's going to be a woman. I have no problem with that in a way, but I do have a problem with that. I think he kind of put us in a box where he take away the lady who's very highly qualified, which is so qualified, she didn't even have to be mentioned about race or her whole conference. I want to finish this part. She didn't have to be this. But what made me feel real uncomfortable about Joe Biden after it is that he came back and said he had space smoke.
No.
And he's going to put it in the African-American community, space
okay.
smoke.
I can also tell you fun facts about other animals. Which animal do you want to talk about next?
Wow.
Hmm? Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Who else wants to speak? I'm sorry. What were you saying? Hello?
You finish talking.
I want to say that at the second hand, he puts out safe smoke, and he says, I'm going to target safe smoke in the African-American community, which is, I found that was kind of strange to me, and I said this to a lot of people. Why is he tagging safe smoke into an African-American community? There's people who smoke in all these communities. It's not just particularly African-American communities who are bad off on drugs. There's drugs in all communities, urban community and everything. And it, to me, seemed like it was directly something that was stereotyped towards us because he said that he was elected the first black judge. So these are things I have to look at, and I'm just being honest. I'm giving y'all 100% look. I just like the people to look. It's just my opinion. I just thought that was, to me, don't seem like that's helping, that's hurting. So he's telling us, here's some smoke pack. You can smoke your crack and cocaine, find your smoke place, and just smoke yourself away. And just as long as you go do it somewhere, and we don't have to see, but we'll give you free perspectives because we know you can't go out and get it because we banned them. But here's all the stuff you need to go get yourself hot. But we're going to put it in the African-American community. Anybody have anything to say about that?
Anybody want to jump in?
May I, please?
Absolutely. Breathe.
So I'm listening to a lot of stuff, and of course everybody's entitled to however they want to feel. That's your God-given right. But we have to understand, we don't have to, we should understand that there's never going to be anyone in politics that's going to please everybody.
Ever.
We can sit here and say A didn't do B didn't do C, C didn't do D, across the board. And there's never going to be anybody going to put in office that, one, going to do everything they promised to do through their campaign.
Ever.
For two, going to please everybody.
Ever.
For three, everybody's going to like.
Ever.
So when we sit there and we say, well, this should happen and that should happen, why waste the time? And the main thing about that, the only thing you can do about that is vote.
Mm-hmm.
Is
That's
vote.
It.
And if you don't vote, don't open your mouth.
At all.
Our forefathers have fought and died for us to be able
you
to vote.
You better come on here.
And then people sit up and say, I'm not voting because it don't matter what I think. Even if that's how you feel, okay, fine.
Mm-hmm.
But somebody died for you to be able to go in and push your button and say, this is what I want to happen. Now, whether your person is chosen or not, the fact that you stepped up and did what you were supposed to do, it's just like giving somebody, the people that's on the corner that's holding signs that say, I will work for food or whatever. Whether that person telling the truth or not, if you gave out your heart and they took that food and threw it in the bushes, God is still going to bless you for doing your part. So whether your person came through or not, whether your person won or not, you did what you were supposed to do by voting. Only thing we can do is vote. And whatever it turns out, we can't sit up and cry about who won, who shot John, who got Jane. We can't worry about all that. Because nobody, whether good or bad, is ever going to do what they said they were going to do anyway. They do what they want
to
get your vote. But you got to vote, period. You vote about it, you pray about it, you let it go. What can you do?
There it is.
And I am definitely complete.
Thank Thank you. That was so elegantly put.
Amen to
thank
that.
You,
everything
baby.
Is.
Go ahead, Mr. DJ. I tell you, was about to say something, sir.
No, I said I agree with it. Amen to that, and I'm glad that that was said. And I, like I said, I'm not trying to make anybody feel that guilty, but I just wanted people to touch on things that we have to look at where we are as people. We have to look at what's being done and how things is done and what politics is done and what benefits us and don't benefit us. And I mean, right now, for us to move forward, we have to talk about these things to see where we can meet each other. But the biggest thing that she just said is very important. Somebody had to lay their gift down. They had to give up their gift. They had to give up their life and their family for you to be able to walk in front of a store, for you to be able to go to the front of a restaurant, for you to be able to get the shoes or get the job opportunity you have. Someone had to say, I have to give up everything, my whole distance in life, so you can have that. So you didn't have to go through what I had to go through as a person. So I pay my homage to those people all the time. I pray every day. I wake up and I cry a lot about those things. I lie. I'm a man. I cry. I cry about those things because we have a generation that's coming up that don't even understand that, who are confused and don't know what people had to do to sacrifice to get us just to point to where we are today. And it was not just a little thing. There's some huge sacrifices. And we sit here as we speak today, blundering a lot, where we have a culture where we believe in thuggery, which is so stupid to me. I said, how can we get ourselves caught up in a thuggery? That's our life. But again, I said my own thing. We have people who being grown up in their society who don't have the infrastructure of the village raising. So what do they expect? They think that life is all about. There's one rapper I will talk about that I think is very fascinating. He said something that was interesting to me, not to me, but to his audience. I believe he's out of Houston, Texas. He was 6 years or 7 years old. His mother was on drugs, cocaine, crack. He lived in Houston, one of the poor wards around his community. Had two little baby sisters. His father's locked up, prison. Had been in prison, serving a double life of murder system. And he used to have to go out as a child at 7, 8 years old to try to get money to help feed his little sisters. 8 years old. Y'all hear me? 8 years old. And this community knew that. See, this is what I'm saying. It wasn't like nobody knew. The community knew. They didn't care. And the parents, the school teachers and stuff heard it, but wasn't really aware, wasn't care as long as they got their check, because it was a low and poverty income school system, which didn't really matter. This boy went out and committed little crimes. He one time was trying to rap. He would go out, he said he would go out and rap to try to get a little money. It took him almost 3 days to make $100. So he started saying, hey, someone gave him a gun. He started go rob people. Then he said, okay, got caught. What did you do? And I came out of that and started selling drugs. That's how he made his money. He watched his brothers and other cousins and stuff that lived in this community, which was in the same boat as them. They went out and did stuff and got killed by little rival gang members. All his life, that's all he saw. He got put in the institution and he went to the prison institution. The only thing he could see was something he said fascinating to me. He watched Martin Luther King and all the great people who fought for freedom, for justice. They all had to go to jail in his face to get equality. They had to go get locked up. That was his thing. All of them who did freedom, justice, who did anything for anybody, who did the good thing, had to be locked up. I thought that was fact when he said that. But see, this is our system has failed us so bad, and it's failed a lot of our youth. And we sit around here, a lot of us have our nose up and say, well, you know, man, they're thuggery and they this crime. But if that's all they know and this is all that they're being fed, this is what they were known. This is how they run. So we wonder why they're animals. We wonder why the crime. We wonder why they kill each other. They walk around just therapy, hurt all the time. I've listened to Ricky Ross. I did an interview with Freeway Ricky Ross. Same story.
when he was young, didn't finish high school, Freeway, who was the king of crack and cocaine in the 80s. He was the godfather. But the only thing he wanted to do was just to be able to get himself fed. That was the reason why he sold drugs, to get himself fed. All he knew in life was to be hungry. Another guy I talked to, middle class, just got to talking to him just now before I came on to here. Did an interview with him, and he's BMF Freeway. I mean, BMF Smooth B. I'm saying it. And it's the same scenario, and I sit here and I listen to these guys talk about the streets, and they said they tell you what it's like. You can't tell someone and explain to someone who's hungry or someone who's out there who's scared of knowing that they can lose their family by saying this and saying that. And they grow up into this culture, or where we call a culture, and then we sit up here, and then the people try to judge them and tell them they're doing wrong. But what would you do in that situation? That's the question they had to ask them. Yeah, you can say that when you're in a comfortable situation and your infrastructure around you has been raised right. Not everyone's situation is raised right. And I just think that we have to look at that. And I feel like with y'all's squad, this is y'all's journey, because y'all have to get out there and educate a lot of these people out here and get them to understand they must be duty to help people. To be in those communities, they see that. They need to do something. Help. Try to do something. Try not to let that child go on that path. So he end up doing this or end up going into situations like Young Thug getting locked up, prisoner. Because the more we destroy ourselves, the more or less we going to be destroyed. Because the more these other young people get destroyed, the more our children get destroyed. I'm letting everyone know this is where we at right now. And we sit here, and a lot of us have our nose up, and we tell them why, and we act like, oh, man, these guys, they don't know. That's the thing. They don't know.
DJ ATL, can I ask you a question, please?
Uh-huh.
And this is your opinion. So I mm-hmm. hear you talk a lot about a lot of rappers and what they went through, and they're coming up now and they're making money. They're doing this, they're doing that. Let me finish. So do you think that now that they've gotten up and they're above all and they've made all this money and they're doing this, do you think any of them, and I'm saying none of them is not, but do you think any of them should be giving back to these communities, giving back to these families, giving back to these same kids that's uplifting them and holding them and worshiping them and idolizing them? Do you think they should be giving back to these kids that don't have this two-parent income or these two? Do you think they should be giving back to any of these families?
I'll say this, yes, they do actually, because one thing that I learned from Freeway with Ricky Ross, the one thing that changed his life to get him back on the path of where he remembered was he had, and this is a story you can find in this book, they talked about it in the TV series he had. He had a situation where he met a lady that he knew always looked very beautiful, nice. And he was a big-time lord, drug lord, or whatever. He was making the government news and news dollars and culture. And the lady called him to his house somewhere in the streets of California hood, where she thought she was a status lady. But he went to a hood, and he went into the house. And it was just flabby trash, everything. Garbage, like feeding, and everything. And he remembered one thing. He walked into that house and this is his baby. He said, man, God, you look like shit. You dropped. I'm calling for what he said. She looked like, man, she was ready to go. And as soon as he looked up the stairs, he saw a young boy that was 8 years old. 8 years old, or probably seven, or whatever, walking down the stairs. And he said, this is what he called. He said, you'll never forget it because God was making that call. He watched that young boy in slow motion. And he said his mom, the woman was talking to him, but he sat there and looked at his son, that boy and her son. And he walked that boy, walked all the way to the refrigerator, opened up that refrigerator, and started crying. Crying for tears. Because there was nothing in there but trash in that refrigerator. He turned around, that little boy turned around, walked upstairs, tearing up, because he needed everything. He didn't know nothing about Ricky Ross. he was just a child, he went walking up the stairs. He told himself right there. Freeway told me. Freeway cried to me when he told me the story. This is true. He said he felt so bad. He remembered because that boy was him. He remembered that boy. It was him. And you had nothing. He said, hold on. He stopped right there. He told her, taking you to rehab. I'm quitting selling drugs. I'm taking this boy to go get him something to eat. He got that boy. That's what he said. He said he called his court and said he was done with this stuff. Next thing you know, he said he was in court. But I'm just letting you know, same thing with my man Smooth Beats. It wakes up. It does come. And they see the same thing with all these children. They see it. And then they know. So, yeah, they, as we speak today, they are doing things to uplift the community. But it's so many. It's not. It's way more. But if they can't do it alone, we all have to do it. We are. The thing is, the reason why they were even in that situation is because we in our own communities are not supporting each other. We're not raising each other anymore. We're not supporting our youth. We're not doing it. A lot of us are doing where we work a lot. A lot of us are single parents. A lot of women are single parents. Because don't get me wrong, it's hard to raise a child these days. I understand. But a lot of us, we have dropped the ball in a lot of ways. And I'm not just talking about Africa, say, oh, we've dropped the ball here in America. And we don't really look at the same scenario. So I hear what you're saying, sisters. I agree with you. What you said is a very fact and thing. Yes, they are doing it. We think they're doing it. But it takes still us. It still takes the average. But see, what I got to get us to understand, even the average guy or the low-income guy still can make an impact to save these folks' lives, to change the direction these young people are going on. You don't have to be rich to change these people's lives. You don't have to have everything to change people's lives. Because some of the folks who are rich need you to help change their life and put them on the right path to help other people. Do y'all understand what I'm saying? Do y'all hear me?
Can I, Mr. Dennis? Breathe.
So,
I hear what you're saying, sir. So, do I understand your point of view? Do I understand your perspective? Absolutely. Did you answer the Queen's question?
Absolutely
I don't
not.
Think that you did. I don't think that you did. So let me take a little stab at it.
I'm
in a breed. Trust me. I don't. Yeah, 13 minutes. 13 minutes. So, but understanding that's a nice story, right? And I'm glad that Mr. Freeway felt compelled to, you know, stop selling narcotics, you know, get his life together, help that woman get into rehab. Hold on, I ain't done, my brother. You know, I don't think the little boy should have even made it upstairs. Went back upstairs. When that little boy opened that refrigerator and there was nothing in there, Freeway should have said, let's go.
Right.
Like I said, because if that would have been me, like the little boy unless it was like, go get dressed. You know, like, let's go get a hamburger, McDonald's, whatever you want, I got you. I get it, but you got to think about the money that's in the black community, and I mean as far as rappers, singers, football, athletics. You've got more than $1 trillion worth of wealth in that upper echelon of blackness.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
I hear you talk about a lot of negativity. I hear you talk about it's this person's fault, it's that person's fault, it's crack, it's the 60s, it's the 70s, it's the, you know, what do we do, what do they do, I don't know. But if you were listening to what we were talking about, we made it very clear what needs to be done. We understand the agendas, and we understand that what's going on in America doesn't need to be happening in America, should not be going on in America. But we accept reality. We accept the nightmare. We understand
mm-hmm.
what it is. And like I
mm-hmm.
said, you either choose, like they say, get to living or get to dying. Make
mm-hmm.
your mind up. You understand who you are. You understand what you are. You stand in what you're capable of and what you're incapable of. You know what I'm saying? So you can sit on your ass and wait for death. You can get up off your ass and go find other people. Help them get up off their ass. Help them get to living. And let them know whoever you are, whatever you are okay. You are all right. It doesn't matter what you look like, and it's just me. It doesn't matter, you know, what you look like. It doesn't matter your weight, your age. You for me, I'm for you. You for living, I'm for living with you. If you for positivity, I'm all in. You know what I'm saying? But I think in 2022, going into 2023, we got to get over these stereotypes. Crack, rappers, you know, with this shit going on in the streets. I mean, that's been like that since day one, and it's gonna keep going. There's gonna be colors. There's gonna be gangs. You know, whether they're American gangs or African gangs or Russian gangs or gangs of gangs or whatever. It's the same premise. We can be concerned about that. We understand it's here. It's been here. We get it. But if you keep focusing on the negative stuff. The way you do, then where's the positivity in that? Like I said, we can keep, like you said, we can keep talking about it, you know. But like I said, when Queen asked you, do you think that they should give back? And like I said, that was a good story. But is that giving back to all the mothers that he sold crack to, or is it all the children's lives that he ruined, or you know, you know, his music is his music, you know, talented individual. That's fine. We respect that. But when you say, what should we do? No, ask them, what can you do? What are you willing to do when you've got a $30 million contract or a $200 million contract? When you're driving around in $100,000, $300,000 cars and you've got babies out here that are starving, literally dying of starvation.
That's right.
So maybe you should use, you know, I know you're in Atlanta, you know, obviously you hang out in the rapper world, you know a lot of rappers, you know what I'm saying? Why don't you pull on their coattails, you know, start a movement, make a difference. You know, you're hobnobbing with millionaires, you know what I'm saying? You know people with celebrity status, you know what I'm saying? Reach out to them. Tell them what you're telling everybody on the 6 Hours Radio Network. Explain to them, listen, if this is how you feel, sir, and if this is your opinion, sir, then use your voice, use your platform, you know, and help these people get off crack. Help these mothers get stable, find stable housing, start programs, you know, start mental health checks, you know, I mean, because, you know, AJ and the squad, like, you know, that's what we're all for, because, like I said, we understand. We're not worried about the stereotypes. We're about overcoming the stereotypes. We're about erasing the stereotypes. If you need help, we're here to help you. We're not just going to talk about giving back. We're going to give back. We're going to make a difference. We want you to call in Fridays, 9 o'clock, AJ and the squad. You got an issue, you got a problem. You need help, you need a platform for your voice. It doesn't matter what you look like. It doesn't matter your shortcomings. It doesn't matter where you come from. It doesn't matter your situation. If you going through it, you going through it. Because we're all going through it. And we're not about focusing on, you know, excuses. We want solutions. We want to solve what we can solve. We want to fix what we can fix. We want to make a difference where we can make a difference. Instead of saying, oh, well, crack this and heroin this and, you know, and for real, crack is not, I mean, it's an issue, but it's not an issue. You know what I'm saying? Fentanyl right now in America. Fentanyl is killing everybody, killing these kids. You know what I'm saying? So I mean, but that's something we can later, you know, discuss on another day, another time, another platform. But I just want you to know, DJ, I hear you, my brother. I hear you. God bless you, you know. Good luck with what you got going on and on your journey and on your way, my brother. But, you know, use your voice, my brother. Use your influence. Know you know, you use what you have in your bag, your arsenal, you know what I mean? And help, my brother, help. Help. You know, with that, and with that, I'm clear. And just once again, I want to say thank you to the squad for showing up tonight. Love y'all. You know, appreciate y'all respecting that that call in the beginning. Love y'all for standing firm on that. And like I say, we all love and appreciate Mr. Six and the opportunities we've been given by the Six Eyes Radio Network, the platform, the opportunity that he's given us, not only to become better people. I think, you know, more, you know, get closer to God, get more close with our soulfulness, and really, I think by what we're doing on the podcast has really opened our eyes to the atrocities that's really going on in this country, and we have decided as a unit, as a squad, as God-fearing people, we're going to make a difference, and I love that about us, because we're talking about it. But we're really doing something about it. So I'm glad that I ran across Six, and I'm glad that we're on the 6 Hours Radio Network, and I'm glad that we've been given a chance to do what we do. You know, and stay tuned, because we just getting started. Please believe that.
That's right.
And with that, I'm complete. Yeah. Squad.
I just asked Mr. DJ that you were just, you know, like he was saying, you know a lot of people. And you talk to people. I just ask that you use some of that to. Our kids don't have to be hungry, you know.
Right.
I don't mean they have to go ahead and buy them a pair of ladies' Jordans, but go buy them a sandwich. Go take some groceries to their house. Don't wait to see that child that's hungry. You see them crying before you know that child needs something to eat. If that child is in a low income housing authority place, then you know that child needs something to eat. You know, if that child is one parent in that house, then you know that child needs something. So use what you know and who you know. Throw it out there. You know, they don't, you know, they don't have to give back. They don't have to. They ain't nobody said they had to. But if all the money they're making is because people have looked up to them, they just should. So the people that you know and the influences that you have, throw it out there. You know, let's go here. You're in Atlanta, so I know you know a lot. You see it. It's a lot down there. It's all over. And like he said, there's too much money in our black community. If this one man is making $14 million, I'm talking, please, I'm almost finished. If this athlete is making $14 million just to throw a ball for a few months out of the year, then somebody needs to be fed. And I'm just saying,
minutes,
with the people
minutes,
that you
two
know,
two
go
minutes.
For it, you know. So I'm completely
finished.
Evangelist Clay, because we really got 2 minutes.
Okay.
Squad, AJ and the squad, 2 minutes. I just want to say real quick, can we do like we normally do, real quick?
Yeah.
With a serenity prayer, just real quick, real quick. Just for the squad, if you can just hold on one quick second, Mr. DJ, to squad, just one more time. God grant us the serenity to accept the things we cannot change.
God grant
us
the serenity
we cannot change.
The courage to accept the things that we can.
The courage to accept the things that we can.
And the wisdom to know the difference.
And the wisdom to know the difference.
Love y'all and respect y'all. Well, go right ahead, Mr. DJ ATL.
I want to say something to y'all, and I think y'all are. I'm aware of a lot. I'm going to talk about, and I just want to say, y'all be saying, I be saying rappers. I'm talking about athletes. I'm talking about anyone who's in a position in power of our community. A lot of times I'll say this, but I can't sit up here and say that these folks are not. These folks do a lot. I mean, Young Thug, which is now racketeering, also Young Gunner, if you listen to the reports, they've been giving to a lot of communities. They've been doing a lot, and some of the things they're doing so that they were pushing so forward, they had a lot of things they were pushing that was going to help a lot of these things, and now, right now, if you read online, it's been disparity. Where they were putting things together to help a lot of families get into a position the way they can help feed a lot of their families. So, no, I'm not going to sit up here and not all of that. And I'm not going to sit up here and say that none of these folks. I'm just saying that what y'all said earlier again, what should these rappers get? Yes, they should. And they are doing it. I'm a rapper, singers, everybody. I believe they are.
But we still, as like I'm saying, we all still have to keep putting input as far as slow, the middle class, slow people. We still have to get out there. And I'm saying this takes a whole village. This just takes just somebody got $1 trillion. It takes everybody to raise a child. It takes everybody to put people in the right position. It takes everybody. So a lot of us got to get out of the point of our communities hating each other and thinking each other is not wealthy and not deserving to live life. And I think that's what I'm just trying to say. I'm not knocking nobody. I'm not trying to say a negative. I'm just talking about solutions. So, again, the question what was asked to me from y'all was, did I think that these actors, singers, all of them should do? Yes, I do believe they should. I think that they have to because, and plus they know the duties. They're the ones who came from a system. Most of them come from a bad neighborhood, so they know the pain and the suffering, and they know what they need to do. But like they told me, and I'm listening to them too, it takes all of us to put involved. That's everybody they can't reach. So it takes all of us in our community to try to reach back to help. Do y'all agree with that?
I just want to say, I definitely want to say, you know, we have, I mean, you can get stardom, fame, and fortune, and all of this kind of stuff. But let me tell you, one thing for sure and two things I know. Amen. If you came up in a rough neck, and I'm just going to say it just like it is, projects, whatever you came up in, amen, I came up in a farmhouse on a plantation. But let me say this. I'm going to say this because one thing for sure, the one that helped you go up, you bypass them that helped you go up, the one that's in your community, the one that's in your neighborhood, the one that's crossed time, the one that's drug user, the one that fell short, amen, and prayer, food, and hunger in our community. Start in your community. Start in your neighborhood. Amen. If you want to give back, start in your neighborhood to where you started from, where you came from. Amen. Let us stop focusing on the fame and fortune, because if they want to give back something, they're going to give it back, whether somebody got to beg them or ask them, because you know what hunger is. That hunger's in your own community, in your own house, amen, that you're fighting against your own mankind. Start home. Clean home up. You know, first of all, God said you got to clean, sweep around your own door before you try and sweep around somebody else, before you forget about where you came from. Because when you come tumbling down, those same ones that picked you up, that put you there, you're going to see those same people again. We have to stop focusing on the same fortune, because one thing for sure and two things we know, amen, you forget about those that helped you up. That's in football, any activity that are going on. Let us start home at home, because hunger is at home. Sickness, mental stability is at home. You have those that may not be on the same level that you're on, may not think as quick as you think. Let us start, amen, with those, amen, that we overlook. That we overlook, that we don't think that is somebody, that is that's a nobody, that is somebody. And one thing for sure, and two things that we know. And I'm gonna leave it as it is. I'm gonna leave it as it is because I know I was one that was hungry. I know I was one that was naked. I know I was one that ate out of the goodwill garbage can. I know that I was one, amen, that slept in old abandoned car, amen. But did I hold that? Did I hold on to that? Or did I continue to persevere and press my way through? This is what we got to do. Focusing on fame and fortune ain't going to get you absolutely nothing. You gain the whole world and lose your soul behind fame and fortune and silver and gold and houses and cars. Let us focus on the love of God's people, all God's people. Don't make no difference where they at, right here in your own community, right here in your own backyard, right there in the corners and the side. Let us start there. Right. Amen, because there's so many crying out. There's so many voices crying out. There's so many voices. Is anybody listening? Is anybody listening to the silent cries? I'm completed.
Thank you. Speak up. Absolutely.
Yeah, AJ, guys, I'm going to miss y'all, man. Y'all definitely on my show Saturday night, but y'all going to definitely shine with y'all show. I'm glad y'all do. Y'all gonna find a great time, and I hope the time is available for you guys to do best. And these topics definitely gonna be good for you guys.
We appreciate that, sir. Thank you very much for that.
Yeah,
don't worry, though. We're still going to come back and check in on you, man. You know what I'm saying? We still all family. We all still a part of the Six Eyes Radio Network. So don't act like you done got rid of us because, you know, you never know when we're going to pop up. You
know?
That's right.
Don't you ever forget that.
It's been a challenge. I'm a very well-bodied person, and I think a lot of times, y'all, I get kind of drifted draft on it. But I will say one thing. I love what that sister said just so much. And, yes, she was one, so she knows. And like I say again, I just want everyone to understand that Filter Rich Weight, it's more. This is more. This is bigger than more. We want future to be moved. We want people to move forward in life. We want to change. The one thing that I'm going to say, and I'm going to drop it right here, this is a famous Indian dancer. His name is Superman. I love what he says. He said something very fascinating to a couple people in the African-American community and the Spanish community. They said, oh, we want to change the world. That's what we want to do. He said, wait a minute. You want to change the world? Go home and change your family. That's how you change the world. And he said something.
That's right.
He said, you know why? Because he said, when you're out here, you hurt people. Because hurt people hurt people. So you got to learn how to love your family. Because that's how you prove. And that's something that I noticed, is what's going on with our family. Our family likes to hurt each other. We are pain in our own family. He's so right. We're pain in our own family. So we have to go home. And we have to change our family, change our thought process. That's what I mean. That's what I'm trying to say. It's not selfish. It's, y'all hit it on the head about wealth because that's not what's going to change. What we do, we got to love each other more and to not drop the ball. Because if we can get past all the other things, we'll be better off. That's all I'm saying.
For sure.
I'm going to pass the ball. I know y'all don't because I don't want to be negative. I just wanted to say that. That's so good.
Oh,
that's
no,
good,
brother. We appreciate your input. I promise you.
I feel better.
We enjoy it.
I feel better about that because to me, what he said was so faint was to me is that something that we all have in our family. We have uncles and sisters and cousins that don't talk to each other who are mad because of this and mad because of that. And that's where the changes have to happen for us to move forward, for our families to move forward. Because once we can do that, we can work with anybody. We can make things better. So you can't go change the world if you got problems at home. And that's what we're talking about. We're talking about
facts.
That's the truth.
And can I?
That's facts.
Motivation, absolutely.
So even in saying that, I mean, again, your opinion is your opinion. If your family is slightly dysfunctional, and you've done all that you're supposed to do, all that you've tried to do, and it's still not changing the way your family members are thinking or acting, you can't keep harking on what they're doing when there's still other people out there that you can help.
That's
you can't waste time on grown people in their actions when there are so many other people that you can help. So, again, I get what you're saying. What you say is what you say, and it's totally your right. But I'm just saying, if I have a problem with someone in my family and I've done all I can do to help fix that problem and they're still not giving in to me, if I've got that child down the street that I know needs help, I can't worry about what this grown person in my family is doing because that child needs me.
No, really.
And I'm going to go to that child. That child is going to get my energy. I can't wait to work on what grown people doing. And I see these children every day. I deal with grown people every day, but those babies is what need me. And grown people
that's
can
right,
take care
right,
of themselves. Grown people put themselves
right
in their situations. That baby
that's
had
right
no choice in nothing.
Right.
And I'm not going to waste my
that's
time
right
or my energy with these grown that's people
right
when
that's
that baby
absolutely
needs me.
Absolutely.
So it, to you're me,
ready.
I don't feel like it always starts. You can't always fix your household before you fix somebody else. That's just my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
You got yours, I have mine. But when them babies need me, they going to get me. I can kill us what grown people doing. I can't fix grown folks. But that baby, I got that baby.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Wow.
You know, we got to learn to fix ourselves.
That's right.
Like I say, because we can't always fix everybody. We can't always help everybody. They say you can lead them to the water, but you can't make them drink.
Mm-hmm.
You can give them
the
knowledge. You can give them the wisdom. You can give them the truth. It doesn't mean they're going to believe it, follow it, or use it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So, like I say, it starts internally with us, soulfully, spiritually. You know, you have to be right before you can
mm-hmm.
attempt to try to get somebody else right. You know what I'm saying? Along the way, we've all got our flaws and whatever the case.
Mm-hmm.
So we relate, we recognize, okay, you know what, brother, I've gone through that before. Let me tell you what I did, to overcome that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm
mm-hmm.
saying?
That's right.
But,
that's it.
Yeah, I believe in being very careful in what you tell other people, whether it comes to advice, because if they choose to use what you tell them, that hopefully
that's
will
right.
change their life for the better. So if you attempt to go and try to help somebody, first of all, make sure you know what you're talking about, and secondly,
mm-hmm.
that it's going to be worth not only your time, but it's going to be beneficial to them. Because like I said, and like Queen said, if you're wasting your time on a grown person, and you're,
mm-hmm.
like I say you're wasting your time, yeah, there's
mm-hmm.
somebody else who could benefit from your knowledge, from your wisdom, from your intellect, from
okay.
your guidance. Understanding that we know what our meaning and what our purpose is, and that's what's wrong with
mm-hmm.
a lot of people in the world. You don't know what your meaning is. You don't know what you're here for. You don't understand
mm-hmm.
your purpose.
That's
find
right.
it.
That's
find
right.
your meaning. Find your purpose. Understand
yep.
with the time that we have left, because nobody knows how much time any of us
nobody.
Have. The clock is stopped. We could all drop and die
yeah.
right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But while you're here, do something positive. Make a difference.
That's
help
right.
somebody.
Make a,
you know what I'm saying? Give
make
back.
A difference.
You know what I'm saying?
That's
because
it.
Like I say, we're all blessed. We're all here on the 6 Hours Radio Network. I'm sure most of us, we've got food. We're maintaining. We're all right. And I know
mm-hmm.
at the same time, we're still giving back. You know what I'm saying? So even though we may be barely making it, we're still finding a way to give back. And like I said, that's the union of God.
Already.
You know what I mean? So I tell anybody, all the listeners, anybody who can hear the sound of my voice, our voice on the 6 Hours Radio Network, for Mr. Six, from DJ ATF, from AJ the Squad, if you can help, help. You
that's
give
right.
back, give back.
That's right.
That's right.
With a kind word, a hug, a handshake, mm-hmm. compliment. You'd be surprised.
Mm-hmm.
Back in the days, that was an everyday thing. Are you looking fly today, my brother? You looking
that's
handsome,
that's
sir?
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
I like the way you carry yourself. You're a good father.
Yes, exactly.
You know what I'm saying? You're a good person.
Never let me leave the house.
You're a good neighbor.
We
don't do that no more.
Right.
You gotta say it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Well, I'm gonna come on in. I know y'all guys got a long day tomorrow, Sunday. Beautiful day tomorrow, and I know y'all ready to set up y'all show for next Friday. Hope maybe y'all get a chance to check in sometime in the future.
Come on,
I want y'all guys to say a nice
welcome.
Prayer. To go out for you guys on this show, to go to your new show Friday nights, and I hope the best for y'all. I'm going to try my best to find time when I'm off to come on that show.
Thank you, sir. We appreciate it. Come on through. The door's always open.
Come on.
Yeah. I appreciate what y'all saying. I appreciate y'all having
through.
I know I've been kind of aggressive to y'all, but I appreciate all the work that y'all done and all the great advice that y'all done. And y'all hearing my opinion. And listen to my opinion. I can hear y'all. And I understand where y'all are coming from. It is just my opinion on how I look at things.
Of course.
Oh my God.
I just, right. Everyone has an opinion on what they
exactly.
is. And everyone is shaped. Mine is shaped differently coming across the life. Everyone lives in different realities of where my reality could be. I had two parents. There's a lot of young people who don't have two parents that came up.
And I just want to take this opportunity, sir, to, let us, thank you for letting us come through and, share this space with you, share this place, this time, giving us the opportunity, to let us evolve into what we've evolved into. So, You know, I appreciate you too. You know what I'm saying? I know that everybody on the squad, like, we appreciate you too. You know what I'm saying?
We appreciate you.
So, I just want to put that out there. You know what I'm saying? And God bless you with your endeavors and your adventures, sir.
Well,
amen.
And I don't know if Mr. Six is still here, but definitely thank Mr. Six and the Six Eyes Radio Network.
You guys are welcome. You guys are welcome.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go. What up, boss?
I don't want the show to end. I want to go another hour or two. I would love
to do another
hour or two.
You have some crickets.
There's still a lot more to come, but y'all are covered on this show.
Well, I'll meet y'all on the other side when we wrap up. I'll meet y'all up on the other side.
Okay, baby.
And once again, I want to say thank you for the squad. You know,
thank you.
For the beginning, middle, and the end.
Amen.
Love y'all.
Before you leave, there's someone that keeps commenting and saying something, and you sound familiar. I know you're not a part of the squad itself. I think you might be a visitor, a friend. You want to speak up? You want to say something? I think I know who that is, but I keep hearing you comment.
Yeah, what's up? How y'all doing, man? My name is
there
John.
There you go. Okay.
I'm here, man, soaking up this magnetic energy y'all pushing out.
I don't miss too much, man.
Yeah, high frequency.
No, I thought it was Terrell. Who was that?
I did too at first.
Yeah, my name's Ja.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Sorry.
Well, what's up with you, sir? Right.
Yeah.
Hello, Ja.
It's my brother and wife.
Welcome to the platform. Yeah. Welcome to the podcast, 6 Hours Radio Network.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. Y'all doing all right?
Yes, sir.
How about yourself? My mental's good.
Doing good.
Amen. Thanks for coming, Jack.
I don't miss too much. I know I'm nosy.
At least you said it.
I accept my noses. I know I'm
right.
Don't be keeping me out the loop. I need to know. I can't be trying to fight the invisible man, honey. I just want to see what's going on.
Yeah, I feel crying.
All right. Well, DJ, you have a great time and enjoy yourself. And like I say, God bless you, sir. Good luck on all you do. And come through Fridays and holidays sometime. We'll definitely be back to see you.
We just need to hear it one more time, man. Just one more time, man. I want to hear the extended, like the remix, like the chop
right,
and screw.
Right.
Like I want, you know what I'm saying? Like I want the retro, drop it.
Come on, the whole thing. You heard that, didn't
you? Yeah. You know I know what I'm doing out here. I want to thank everybody once again for joining us on the 6 Hours Radio Network with Mr. 6 Hours himself, DJ ATL, and of course AJ and the squad.
Moving to Friday nights, 9 p.m.
9 o'clock.
9 p.m.
Please tune in and check us out.
Check us out. A lot of great stuff coming your way from 6 Hours Radio Network.
Please believe it.
Y'all up on here cutting up.
Hey.
Oh, baby, that
come
dance is one last
come
time.
Dance with me.
Don't worry, brother. We ain't gonna be that far. We gonna come back and harass your ass. Don't worry. We ain't gonna be gone too far. We ain't gonna be gone too long.
We'll pop back up. Don't be like.
I think you done got rid of us.
We all family,
my brother.
Right. You know who we are.
You know.
Gonna be back this evening. Love for you, honey.
We got number LOVE for you.
That's right, number love for you.
Yeah.
What's the DJ's name?
Thank you.